Welcome to the 19th episode of the Jesus to Mankind series. We are covering the final messages Jesus Christ has given to the world through the Book of Truth, written by Maria Divine Mercy, to prepare it for His second coming. I will now continue with the messages where we left off in the last episode. The message is titled, Honor the Importance of the Family, given on Sunday, December 25th, 2011, Jesus says, Today my daughter is a celebration of my birth. It is also a special day for families. Remember, the Holy Family was also born on this day. This Holy Family has a bearing on people all over the world today. Just as souls on earth are part of my eternal Father's family, then so too should people everywhere honor the importance of the family. It is only through the family that true love is born. While many families in the world suffer from disruption, anger, and separation, it is important to understand this. If there were no families on earth, there could be no life. The family represents all that my eternal Father wishes for His children on earth. Families, when together, create an intimate love known only in the heavens. Damage the family, and you will damage the pure love that exists within each soul, which is part of that family. Satan loves to divide families. Why? Because he knows that the kernel of love, essential to the spiritual growth of humanity, will die when the family is split. Please pray, children, for families to unite. Pray for families to pray together. Pray to keep Satan from entering your family home. Never forget that you are all part of my Father's family, and you must emulate this unity on earth whenever possible. It is not always the case, I know, but strive always for family unity in order to retain love for one another. If you do not have a family on earth, then remember you are part of the family that my Father created. Strive to join my Father's family in the new era of peace. Pray for the graces needed to enable you to find your rightful home in this new paradise, which you will be invited to enter at my second coming. Your beloved Jesus, Savior of mankind. The next message is titled, I was accused of heresy and blasphemy when I walked the earth, given on Monday, December 26th, 2011. Jesus says, I am your Jesus who never leaves you, no matter how much you suffer. I am the Alpha and the Omega, Son of God, made man, and born of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. My dearly beloved daughter, rise above this sudden burst of suffering and never forget the number of souls you are saving in the process. My children must suffer purification in order that their souls be cleansed at this time, so they must get used to this. Many of my children are still being purified before the warning takes place. They will understand why this is happening to them in time, my daughter. The angels are with you all the time, like never before. For you, my daughter, you will now attract the greatest number of attacks so far because of these messages. Every word I utter will now be pulled asunder. Every lesson and truth I try to impart to the world now will be questioned and deemed to be blasphemous. My holy word, when taught to my followers when I walked the earth, was also criticized. I was accused of heresy, blasphemy, and for condoning sinners when I walked among my people. My word was not accepted then, in many quarters, and especially among the priests and Pharisees. My daughter, those people whose boastful taunts because of their self-proclaimed scriptural knowledge continue to attack these messages, will be the worst offenders. They will arrogantly argue that their flawed interpretation of the Holy Gospel is more important than the truth. Their pride prevents them from recognizing my voice when it is being imparted to the world today. Never engage with these poor souls, my daughter, for they are not of the light. Sadly, they believe themselves to be. Remember, those who look down and sneer at others in my name do not represent me. They do not show love, understanding, or humility. These attacks are being mounted to stop you in this work and to create new doubts in your mind. Pray for these people. Ignore them. Focus only on my voice, and do not allow this sacred work to be affected in this way. Satan is working actively within these souls, and will use every form of cunning argument to undermine these messages from my lips. By engaging or responding to these attacks, you give Satan the power he seeks. Go now in peace. Keep looking ahead and remain obedient to my wishes at all times. Remember, you have given me the gift of your free will. Allow me therefore to guide you. Trust in me completely. I love you, your Jesus. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, Birth Pangs Have Commenced, given on Tuesday, December 27th, 2011. My child, the birth pangs have commenced. The time has come for the birth of a new world, a new beginning. Many changes will now take place on earth, the likes of which have not been witnessed before. My Heavenly Father is sending my beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to once again save mankind from his wickedness. You, my child, will witness a series of events which have already been revealed to you. You must not be frightened, for this cleansing is essential in order to wake up mankind if souls are to be saved. The signs will commence as foretold. My children must accept these changes with a humble and contrite heart. Pray for souls to discard the sin of pride and seek forgiveness for their offenses against God the Father. Failure to redeem themselves will result in a severe chastisement. My Son's mercy is so great, he will give time to my children to repent. But you must pray now for all souls so that they may be worthy to enter into the new era of peace. Your beloved Mother, Mary, Queen of the Heavens. The next message is titled, God the Father, Accept This Last Chance or Face a Terrible Chastisement, given on Wednesday, December 28, 2011. My daughter, you now have a duty to inform my children everywhere of the urgent need to seek redemption. Because of my great mercy, I now send my Son to offer humanity a last chance to turn back to me, their Heavenly Father. I can reveal that the great mercy to be shown to all of my children will take place only the once. They, my children, must accept this last chance of salvation or accept that a terrible chastisement will fall upon the world. Every single soul on earth will shortly witness the signs of the illumination of conscience. Each of them will be brought to their knees in shame when they see, probably for the first time, how painful their sins appear in my eyes. For those with a kind and humble heart, they will accept this great mercy with gratitude and relief. For others, they will find this a very difficult trial, and many will reject my hand of love and friendship. Pray for these souls urgently, my daughter, for without prayers, they cannot be given a second chance. The world will finally accept the power of their Heavenly Father when the miracle in the skies will be witnessed by everyone everywhere. The birth of the new world is almost upon you. Grasp my mercy now while you can. Do not leave it until the last minute. Join as one in union with me to embrace the new era of peace, which awaits all those gracious souls who love me. My mercy is so great, however, that the prayer that my Son has given to the world, through you, my daughter, for immunity for these souls, see below extract from Crusade of Prayer number 13, will be so powerful that souls who are still in darkness can and will be saved. O Heavenly Father, through the love of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, whose passion on the cross saved us from sin, please save all those who still reject his hand of mercy. Flood their souls, dear Father, with your token of love. I plead with you, Heavenly Father, hear my prayer and save these souls from eternal damnation. Through your mercy, allow them to be the first to enter the new era of peace on earth. Amen. Remember, children, the power of prayer and how it can mitigate the chastisement. Pray that the world can and will be saved and that the great tribulation can be averted. Your Heavenly Father, God the Most High. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, My Rosary Can Save Nations, given on Thursday, December 29th, 2011. My child, reciting my Holy Rosary can save nations. My children must never forget the power of my Holy Rosary. It is so powerful that it renders the deceiver useless. He can do nothing to you or your family when you recite this daily. Please ask my children to begin to say my Holy Rosary from this day forth in order to protect not only their families, but their communities also. The Rosary is the most powerful weapon against the evil one's plans to destroy what he can in these, his last days on earth. Never underestimate the lies that he plants in people's minds in order to turn my children away from the truth. So many under his influence will kick and fight against the truth of my son's great mercy. By saying my Holy Rosary, you can protect these souls from lies. Their hearts can and will be opened if you set aside the time to say my Rosary. Pray now for my children to open their hearts to the truth. Pray too that all my children will find the strength to accept my son's mercy. Your beloved mother, Queen of the Angels. The next message is titled, Every Kind of Mercy Will Be Shown to Those Who Don't Love My Father, given on Thursday, December 29th, 2011. Jesus says, My dearest beloved daughter, my children everywhere will be awakened from a deep, empty slumber shortly. When they awaken to the warning, many will be terrified. To those who will be fearful, I have this to say. Be thankful you are being woken up from the darkness. Be joyful that you are being shown my light of mercy. If you find this painful, then I implore you to endure this cleansing with humility. For without this cleansing, you will not have eternal life, which is your right. Pray to me to help you during these difficult moments, and I will lift you up and give you the strength you need. Reject my hand of mercy, and you will be given only a very short period in which to repent. There will be every kind of mercy shown to those of you who do not love my Father, but know that his patience is running out. There will be one great act of my mercy shown. It will be up to you to become humble and beg for mercy. You cannot be forced to do this. Pray that if you cannot deal with this cleansing, that others will then pray for your soul. Never fear me. Never reject my hand of salvation, for without me, you are nothing. Don't wait to cry out for my love when it will be too late to help you. Your Savior, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Without My Act of Mercy, Nations Would Destroy Each Other, given on Saturday, December 31st, 2011. Extract from private message revealed to Maria Divine Mercy, which includes the 16th Crusade of Prayer, for people to accept the graces to be given to them by Jesus during the warning, and a pledge to proclaim his most holy word to the world. Jesus says, My daughter, the warning will prove to all the authenticity of these, my holy messages to the world. You must never doubt them. None of them have been contaminated in any way. Prepare for the warning and tell your family and children to say a little prayer, seeking forgiveness for their sins. I will give you a special crusade prayer now for the world to help souls. Stay strong during the great act of mercy I now present to the world. O my Jesus, keep me strong during this trial of your great mercy. Give me the graces needed to become little in your eyes. Open my eyes to the truth of your promise of eternal salvation. Forgive me my sins and show me your love and hand of friendship. Embrace me into the arms of the Holy Family so that we can all become one again. I love you, Jesus, and promise from this day forth that I will proclaim your holy word without fear in my heart and with purity of soul forever and ever. Amen. Never fear this great act of my mercy, which must take place, or nations would destroy each other. Most of mankind will convert, but the battle for souls will now intensify. Your beloved Jesus, Redeemer of all mankind. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, Temporary Peace in the World if Dark Souls Convert, given on Sunday, January 1st, 2012. My child, time is close, but my children must show patience. Everything is going to be according to the holy will of my Father. Children, you must realize that the forces of evil in your world threaten your faith in God the Father. These evil forces will not win, for they have no power over my Heavenly Father, yet they will torment their fellow brothers and sisters through murder, war, and control. Pray that these dark souls see the light of my Son soon. If they do see and convert, during the warning, then there will be a temporary peace on earth. My Son, Jesus Christ, for whom all souls need to rely on for salvation, is impatient to bring to mankind his great mercy. Pray hard, my children, for the salvation of these dark souls who may not survive the warning. These poor souls will be terrorized, not only when they witness their sins, but when they see the darkness which they are in. This darkness has clouded their souls so much that the light of my Son's mercy will make them feel weak and powerless. Many will be too weak to grasp the mercy my Son will offer them. Pray for these souls, I urge you. My Son is determined to save these souls first. He needs more prayer, children. You must beg for mercy for these darkened souls. My child, ask my children to dedicate this crusade of prayer to me, the Mother of Salvation. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, Mother of Salvation and Mediatrix of all graces, you who will participate in the salvation of humanity from the wickedness of Satan, pray for us. Mother of Salvation, pray that all souls can be saved and will accept the love and mercy shown by your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who comes once again to save humanity and to give us the chance of eternal salvation. Amen. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, There is Only One Truth, One Light, Anything Else is a Lie, given on Sunday, January 1st, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, know that no matter how difficult this mission is, I will not fail to direct you. My voice encourages you at all times. My spirit moves your heart so that you are powerless against it. My love is so enveloping that you are unable to turn your back on me or deny me, yet you find that you stumble along the way. When you try to analyze my word, you will find you are unable to do this successfully. No amount of analysis can change the truth of what I say. No one, including you, my daughter, has the authority to twist the meaning of my holy word so that it becomes more acceptable in your eyes. This applies to my word contained in the Holy Bible and my word contained within these messages. Trust in me more, my daughter. Ask my children and all of my beloved followers to trust in me completely. I will never let humanity down. I will never turn my back on the pleas of my cherished children. I will always respond to poor souls who plead for my mercy. What I will never do, my daughter, is to speak to my children in order to suit their needs and to give them what they want to hear. The truth must be told. My holy word must never be diluted or the truth tampered with. My holy word must never be changed, adjusted, or twisted so that it becomes a lie. Know that the time for my justice is close. Understand that my mercy is great, but the wickedness I see in your world disgusts me. This wickedness is even justified by those who profess my word and who claim to know me. They have twisted my teachings for centuries to suit their avarice, lust, pride, and greed. How it breaks my heart to see acts of depravity paraded before me and witness how my children are fooled into believing that these acts are acceptable in my eyes. Wake up to the truth. My great mercy is available to every single soul during the warning. But beware, those Christians who believe that the twisted truth of my teachings will be acceptable in my eyes will be shocked during the warning. They will resist the truth when I reveal how their sins greatly offend me. I urge these people to accept that I am the truth and the light, there is only one truth, one light. Anything else is a lie. Examine your conscience, children, honestly, before the warning takes place. Learn to identify the truth before you come before me, for then and only then will your suffering be less. Your teacher and redeemer, savior of all mankind, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, Time for the Triumph of My Immaculate Heart, Not Far Away, given on Monday, January 2nd, 2012. My child, the time for the triumph of my immaculate heart is not far away. As Satan's power diminishes, he becomes more ruthless in his pursuit of souls. Even strong souls will find this period difficult, as their faith will be tested to the limit. My child, when the faith of my children is tested in this cruel way, they must not falter but stay alert. They must remain pure of heart at all times. They must also remain silent when they feel envy in their souls. Envy and jealousy leads to hatred. Envy of chosen souls is increasing, even amongst those who love my son. Children, you must never succumb to this temptation, which is placed in your hearts by the evil one. There will increase now a widespread jealousy of all visionaries and holy messengers in the world. This has been foretold, for these are among the many saints of the end times. Their lot is hard, and they will suffer intensely because of the tasks accorded to them. My child, I call on all those who revere me, their blessed mother, to pray to me for the protection of visionaries and end-time prophets. They need your prayers. If you have doubts about these souls who have been chosen to impart the truth to the world, then pray for them regardless. You are all God's creation. You must show love to each other. Proclaim the holy word of my son, but never at the expense of insulting another of God's children. Insults do not spring from love. They come from the deceiver whose hatred for humanity knows no bounds. If you love my son and find fault with another soul, then you must seal your lips. Never slander another in the name of my son. My heart is pierced like with a sword when I see those souls who are dedicated to me, the Holy Mother of God, pour scorn on those visionaries chosen to help save souls. Pray, pray, pray for the visionaries chosen by God the Father in the world today. Be assured that it is those who suffer the biggest insults who speak in the name of my son. Those whose messages are challenged fiercely, frowned upon, and torn asunder are usually the chosen souls. They are the primary targets of the evil one, who, through others, will taunt believers into rejecting these seers. Remember, these messengers represent my son and his holy word. Reject the authentic seer, and you reject the word of my precious son. Always pray for discernment. However, you must never publicly scorn those divine messages given to humanity in order to save souls from the fires of hell. Block the work of these visionaries, and you block the salvation of souls. Your beloved Mother, Queen of Heaven, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, God the Father, 2 billion souls will convert as a result of these messages. Given on Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012. My daughter, the gift of today's vision, where I reveal to you the face of my son and me, your beloved heavenly father, is rare. You are blessed to have been given this extraordinary gift from the heavens. This was necessary to make you stronger. Your suffering will ease now, and you will become much stronger than before. Never fear this work, for you must know by now that all power on earth is in my heavenly hands. No one has power over the Father. Even the deceiver cannot tamper with or change my heavenly plan for humanity. Heaven rejoices because of the conversion which has evolved from these, my messages for the world. Over 2 billion souls will now convert as a direct result of these divine messages. No man will stop this work. They may try, but it will be useless. My divine protection covers all souls who proclaim the truth of eternal salvation. Never give up, children, no matter how hard your suffering becomes. Suffering Never Forget brings you closer to my heavenly kingdom. You, my children, will rejoice shortly when you feel the graces being poured out upon you through my Son. Stay alert, keep praying for all souls, and never doubt for 1 minute that it is I, your eternal Father, who brings you peace of mind, body, and soul through these messages. Treat these messages as sacred. They are and will always be in accordance with my word, given to man since the beginning of time. They will ignite the flame of your soul in ways which you will find difficult to ignore. Allow my spirit to reach you and relax. Only then can I touch your soul so that a spark of recognition will fire your heart. I call you to run to me so I can embrace you in the only way that a father can. Let me offer you my protection and graces to make you strong enough to fight in my army against the evil in your world. My army will bring about the peace you desire and the love you need to quench your thirst. Go in peace, children, in the knowledge that the truth is contained in these messages, which I have sanctioned for the whole world. You will, if pure and humble of heart, recognize my love, become little as a child in my eyes. Only then will I lift you up like an angel in my hierarchy when the time is right. Go in peace. Rest your weary head upon my shoulder, and I will bring you the comfort and solace you desire. I love you, children, every single one of you. I rejoice for when the day comes for our holy family to reunite. All the heavens will sing in praise and glory for eternity. God the Father. Note, reference 2 billion souls. Maria Divine Mercy wishes it to be known that in an earlier private message received from God the Father to her, she was told that 2 billion more souls than would otherwise have been lost will be saved because of these messages. Many people have interpreted the above message to mean that only 2 billion people in the world will be saved, which is not correct. There will be much more than that. This 2 billion is in addition. The next message is titled, I Will Make Myself Known Very Soon, given on Wednesday, January 4th, 2012. Jesus says, My daughter, I will make myself known very soon. The preparations are complete, but I need more prayer for those who will die a wretched death in a state of mortal sin during the warning. I urge my followers to pray for their poor souls. I love you, my beloved followers. How I rejoice at the love and purity of heart I witness amongst you. You bring me so much comfort and ease my suffering. Your devotion is like a balm on my festering wounds. In the world, just as I am dismissed and rejected by so many, it is the loyalty of you, my beloved followers, which brings me great joy. My suffering is dictated by the level of godlessness in the world. This world which honors ambition, self-glory, and false idols. My name is not deemed important. My voice is not heard above the din of the voices of the self-obsessed. How loud they shout and boast of their worldly gains. But it is the whispers of my beloved followers which allow me to speak so that my voice is heard. You, my followers, are now in union with me in a way that will surprise you. Go, my daughter, and tell my beloved followers that I love them and that my graces will make them strong enough to proclaim my holy word to a world that needs to hear the truth so that souls can be saved. Your beloved Jesus. The next message is titled, Attempts at Nuclear War in the East, given on Wednesday, January 4th, 2012. Note, extract from a message received, much of which was a personal message to Maria Divine Mercy. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, heed me now while I inform the world that nations will attempt to begin to destroy each other in the East. Much prayer is needed to ensure that this nuclear war and other atrocities are averted. Never forget that prayer is powerful and can mitigate many evil events. I must remind you of my desire to have prayers said to save souls. I need more souls, my daughter, especially those who are destined to die during the warning. You must know by now that this is my greatest desire, and it will be the prayers of my followers which can bring about the salvation of these souls. I urge prayer groups everywhere to pray hard now for such souls. God, my eternal Father, will respond accordingly to your requests and offer a lifeline to these poor souls. You are tired now, my daughter. Go in peace. Rest. Your Jesus. At this point, I have finished the first volume of the Book of Truth. I will now continue immediately with the second volume. The next message is titled, Judge and Curse Another in My Name, and You Spit in My Face, given on Saturday, January 7th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, while my followers continue to fight amongst themselves as to the authenticity of these, my holy messages to the world, more and more souls continue to be separated from me. To those of you who claim to know me, be assured that your love for me must be proven. It is not enough to say you love me. You must love your neighbor first. How do you love your neighbor? By treating them with love and respect, no matter how they offend you. Woe to those of you who slander another in my name. You are lost to me. Without humility in your heart, you, when you judge and curse another in my name, spit in my face. Remember, you do not represent me when you slander and show public hatred for others. Yet many of those who project themselves as holy apostles of mine fall into this trap, laid down for them by Satan in order to trip them up. Go away, I say. Pray for forgiveness. Far better that you spend more time in prayer for the salvation of your brothers and sisters. Oh, how I wish those followers who say they come in my name would behave in the way I have taught them. How they hurt those poor souls who try their utmost to remain humble in my eyes. There is a great need for discernment with regard to these holy messages from my divine lips, the last such messages of their kind in these, the end times. Never create your own opinion based on a flawed understanding of who I am and my teachings. I am, above all, a God of mercy first, before I come as judge. I love all of you, but I suffer the same pain today as that I experienced during my time in the Garden of Gethsemane. I will never rest until I save you from the evil one. Any man who says that I do not suffer does not know me. Any man who thinks he has been given authority to judge others in my name does not truly love me. Instead, he loves himself and is stuffed with pride. Any man who wags his finger at others in order to bully them into believing in me has also misunderstood my teachings of love, humility, and patience. Many well-meaning Christians believe that their role is to analyze and re-evaluate my teachings, yet much of their analysis is based on human and logical reasoning, which is of little substance in my kingdom. When I urge you to become little in my eyes, I mean as a child who does not question. I mean as a child who trusts completely in his Father without fear in his heart. Until you become little in my eyes, you are not fit to speak in my name. When you find the humility I seek out, only then can you help me to save souls. Your teacher, Redeemer of mankind, Jesus Christ. The next message is titled, God the Father, You, my beloved children, have a glorious future ahead of you, given on Sunday, January 8th, 2012. I am the King of all creation. I am the Alpha and the Omega. All mankind will honor me. My dearest daughter, the time for humanity to honor me, their Heavenly Father, in all my glory, is at last drawing very close. The prayers of my beloved children, those humble servants of mine, are saving souls and much of humanity against the forces of darkness which cover the earth. Behold, I say unto all of you, my humble followers and those who believe in me, the Creator of all mankind, unite. You must join as one force to honor me, your Father. Pray in unity now for global conversion, the Holy Spirit was poured out by me upon the whole world on the 10th of May, 2011. Already it has beckoned so many good souls to proclaim my word. Now that the power of Satan is diminishing, he will attack as many souls as possible. The worst attacks will be inflicted on my churches and all those who honor me, their Heavenly Father. The faith of my church will continue to weaken, but the faith of those who bow before me will sway the minds of good Christians everywhere and bring them closer to me. Much confusion is evolving among my children. To all those who are distracted from praying to me, God of the Most High, hear my plea to humanity now. Never allow anyone to distract you from the truth of my holy word, given to mankind to salvage souls. Never allow anyone to deter you from praying for those poor, tormented souls who have been seized by Satan. Unite as one, children, and pray for mercy one last time. Your prayers offer me the help required to save most of humanity. You, my daughter, are the end-time prophet who will suffer the most. Because of this mission, you will receive the last such messages of their kind for the world and will be the primary target of Satan and his minions. There are now many prophets who have been given a holy mission, sanctioned by me to help guide humanity. After your mission, I will not be sending anyone else to impart my messages, because the world, as you know it, will have been changed forever. As the end-time prophet, your voice will be rejected by believers first most, for they will oppose these divine message aggressively in a way which will startle and frighten you, my daughter. Satan will attack those poor holy souls as a means to hurt me. He has already blinded the hearts of believers to the truth. He will twist the truth in the minds of those who pay homage to me, their Heavenly Father, and my beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Be joyful, however, because much conversion has already been achieved with the help of other visionaries and prophets in the world. So many catastrophic events have already been averted because of their work. However, a certain number of chastisements will continue to befall humanity in order to purify nations. My daughter, the serpent's power will be crushed, and soon. This is why my children must not fear the future. You, my beloved children, have a glorious future ahead of you. All you need to do is to pray for your brothers and sisters and trust in me completely. While the warning, which will take place soon and unexpectedly, will save souls, much prayer is still needed. The prayers I ask of you now are especially for young people in every part of the world. These are the children entrapped by the wicked lies perpetrated by Satan. These are the children who spend much of their time living in false idolatry and in a make-believe world. They need your prayers the most. Unite, children. Put your differences aside. Shed your coat of pride. Drop down in love and humility to ask me for the graces you need. These graces will flood your soul with the Holy Spirit. Only then will your prayers be heard and answered. Your beloved Heavenly Father, God the Most High. The next message is titled, Jesus Calls to Children All Over the World, given on Sunday, January 8th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearest beloved daughter, I call out today to all children over the age of 7 and to every single child of mine in the world. You, my little children, are like jewels in my eyes. You bring me such tender love, and I delight in your company. Know that I love you very much. Some of you know me already, and that is good. I invite you to chat with me more, in your own words, as a friend. Never feel you must learn or recite prayers which you may find difficult. Instead, come to me and share all of your thoughts, fears, news, or problems. I am always at your side. Even when you ignore me, I am always hopeful. To those poor young people whose lives are filled with falsities, or who are involved with drink or drugs, you must know this. Although you may feel emptiness inside, you must give me your hand and I will grasp it. I will save you from drowning in a sea of confusion. Many of you feel worthless and of no significance. You are so overwhelmed by those you idolize in the world of music and celebrity that you feel completely inadequate. Never feel like this, my little children, because in my eyes, you are very special. Each of you holds a unique place in my heart. Allow me to take you on a journey to a wonderful new future. I will shortly introduce a new wonderful era of peace and glory on earth. You must keep strong. Never give up when you feel down. Never despair when you feel worthless. You, remember, were born for a reason. No matter what your circumstances are, the reason for your birth is this. You were born to join with me as part of my new glorious kingdom. I know it is hard for you to hear my voice, as there are so many false gods trying to get your attention. My promise to you is this. Live your life in hope and love for me, your Jesus, and I will give you the gift of paradise. This paradise is what is waiting for you, if you would only ask me to help you on your journey towards me. I am the love that is missing from your life. I am the peace you look for. I am the help you need to feel love in your heart again. I am love. I am the light. Without me, you will remain in darkness. I love you no matter how you may hurt me or offend me. Say this little prayer and I will come running to you immediately. Open my eyes, prayer for the young. Jesus, if you can hear me, then listen to my call for help. Please help me deal with those who cause me pain. Help me to stop envy taking over my life and to stop me wishing for things I cannot have. Instead, open my heart to you, dear Jesus. Help me to feel real love, your love, and to feel true peace in my heart. Amen. Rejoice, my children, because I now speak to your heart from the heavens. I am real. I exist. I love you, and I will never give up my fight to save you so that I can take you, your family, and friends to the new paradise on earth. This paradise was created for Adam and Eve and will now return to earth. I want you to be part of this new glorious life, which is beyond your dreams. I bless you now, your beloved friend, Jesus. The next message is titled, After the Global Confession, I Will Prepare for My Second Coming, given on Monday, January 9th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearest beloved daughter, the times are moving swiftly, and the warning will herald the preparation for my second coming. After the global confession, when most of humanity will be given special graces and blessings, I will prepare the way for my second coming. Mankind must accept that the time for this great event is almost upon them. Waste no time in preparing your souls and those of your family for my glorious return. My second coming will bring to an end the torment you have endured for thousands of years on earth. So great is this glorious event that no man will fail to gasp in wonder and astonishment as I appear in the skies. You of this generation have been chosen to benefit from this journey with me into my new paradise, during the era of peace over which I will reign. No one must be excluded. Not one soul must be allowed to fall through the net. It is my greatest desire to bring you all with me into my kingdom. This is the glory which mankind has waited for since my death on the cross. For those of you who turn a blind eye to my pleas, I urge you to begin preparing now. My time is drawing close. I have now sent my final messenger into the world to help you prepare your souls. This has been prophesied. Do not ignore my warning, because if you do, you are not awake and you will fail to prepare adequately. I will impart many messages from now on so that the world is ready to accept me as their ruler. Your beloved Jesus, Redeemer of all mankind. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, So Many Souls Choose to Ignore the Signs I Give, given on Tuesday, January 10th, 2012. My child, you must tell the world of the importance of prayer at this time. My children are suffering everywhere in every country. It is important that all God's children unite at this time in order for the darkness to be finally lifted from the earth. How I weep with sorrow when those souls choose to ignore my visitations to visionaries on earth. So many choose to ignore the signs I give to ensure that faith can be restored. So cold are their hearts, including those of priests and clergy who are blind to the truth, that much time has been wasted. If they had only opened their hearts to the messages I have given the world, then more souls would have been given the nourishment they needed. These are the final days when my words of encouragement must be heeded. Pray, pray, pray that my son's voice will be heard in the way it was meant to be. Did you not think, children, that he would not prepare mankind for his great mercy? This he now sets out to achieve through the conversion of as many souls as possible. His plans are complete with one exception. He needs more prayers, for without such prayers, souls will be lost to the deceiver. My child, my son will bring much needed relief to his beloved children soon. In his mercy, he will now also prepare the world for his second coming. Pray that all those who believe in my son will open their hearts to the truth of his holy messages. If they listen and follow his instructions, all will be well. If they ignore the warning given to them out of pure love, they will deny others the chance of salvation. I plead for the generosity of souls to pledge their allegiance to my beloved son by marching with him towards the glorious reign in the new paradise. The messengers have been sent into the world for some time to help prepare the world for this great event. The final stages are now in place. Hear now the voice of my son as he speaks with you. Do not reject him. Your loving mother, Queen of Heaven, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, "The Biggest Abomination Since the Holocaust is Being Plotted Against the Jews," given on Wednesday, January 11th, 2012. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, watch now the efforts being made by the global power, not of the light, which attempts to mount a campaign against my people. I refer to Christians and my chosen people, the Jews. Wicked plans are being plotted to wipe out the practice of Christianity in a devious but subtle way. It will start with a change in the constitutions of your countries everywhere in the Western world. Every attempt will be made to cast scurrilous claims against my Christian churches. My sacred servants will slowly withdraw, leaving my people with little spiritual support. All these laws will have a cunning exterior of tolerance. Your faith, my children, is being put to the test like never before. Christianity and any attempts to publicly proclaim my name will be thwarted. In its place, an empty doctrine will emerge, and people will be confused. They will think that this doctrine is a good and fair replacement for the truth, when in fact, it will be a lie. This wicked group is so powerful that very few know they exist, yet they are everywhere pulling the strings. My children are like puppets. My chosen people, the Jews, are facing, yet again, a terrible persecution. Plans to overthrow them are underway. Those they believe to be their friends are their enemies. They will suffer such hardship. I call on mankind to pray for Israel. The biggest abomination since the Holocaust is being plotted against my people. Pray, pray that the Antichrist group are stopped from committing these evil acts. These dark souls need your prayers, so that during the warning, they will recognize their offenses. Pray that they drop their armor and beg for my mercy. If they do, then the wars and unrest in Israel can be diluted. Many prophecies will now unfold before your eyes. Those blind to my promises must be given the light of my mercy in order to see again. Do not be deceived, children. What seems good on the outside is not always as it seems. Peacekeeping forces, many of them innocent pawns, are being lied to. Never fear, because my mercy will have an important influence over this sect, who have been plotting against my church for centuries. They cannot and will not win, but they will cause tremendous terror unless prayer can mitigate their wicked dominance. Pray the new crusade of prayer to help stop the Antichrist and his group, about whom I speak. Crusade Prayer 18, Help Stop the Antichrist. O dear Jesus, save the world from the Antichrist. Protect us from the wicked snares of Satan. Save the last remnants of your church from evil. Give all your churches the strength and graces needed to defend ourselves against wars and persecution planned by Satan and his army of terrorists. Amen. Your beloved Jesus, Savior and Redeemer of all mankind. The next message is titled, Pray for Souls in Mortal Sin Who May Not Get the Chance to Seek Redemption, given on Thursday, January 12th, 2012. Jesus says, My dearest beloved daughter, there is a need for everyone to pray with all their hearts now for the souls who may not survive the shock when they witness the warning and my great mercy. Some of these poor souls in mortal sin may not get the chance to seek redemption, so please ensure that your prayers are offered up for such souls. Prayer is urgently needed for those souls in darkness. So intent are they in their wickedness to destroy humanity through monetary and other controls that they will find the warning to be a terrible shock. I need them to be given the chance to repent, but many will resist me. Please pray for these tortured souls. Finally, I would like to ask all my followers to recite the Divine Mercy at every opportunity as the times get closer now for my great warning. To all those believers who refuse to accept that it is I, Jesus Christ, their Savior, speaking to them through these messages, hear me now. Do not be like those poor souls who lived in the time of Noah when he was sneered at. Open your minds and give generously of your time in prayer. That is all I ask of you at this time. You, my children, will cry tears of remorse when you realize your mistake. And yes, I will forgive you, even though you have hurt me deeply. Your insults wound me. Your taunts are like a knife twisting me inside out because you think that you know me, but you don't. Your minds are closed to my true voice, which is like a cry in the wilderness. Your loftiness offends me. You must accept that the way is now being planned for my second coming. You may not listen to me now as I plead with you to pray for souls who will be lost to me, but you will when this is proven to you after this great event. For then, I will expect you to follow me and form the remnants of my church. It will be then that we will all unite to pick up the pieces left as we walk towards my new paradise. Your beloved Jesus Christ, Savior and Redeemer of all mankind. Thank you for listening to this episode. May God be with you all.